Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, the 11th of August, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Finland and Sweden have moved closer to joining NATO after U.S. President Joe Biden signed documents approving the two Nordic states' accession to the Western Military Alliance. Signing the ratification protocols on Tuesday, Biden said that Finland and Sweden's decision to join NATO is a watershed moment for the alliance and will help ensure greater security and stability for our world. 23 of the 30 current NATO members have already ratified Finland and Sweden's NATO entry application. Polish President Andrzej Duda last month signed legislation to ratify the expansion of NATO to include the two countries in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. 10 more survivors of the deadly bus crash in Croatia were transported back to Poland yesterday for further treatment. They joined four other patients who were flown to Poland on Saturday night. An additional 18 victims of Saturday's bus crash remain under the supervision of Croatian medical services. The Polish tourists who were traveling on a pilgrimage organized by the Brotherhood of St. Joseph Catholic Group included three priests and six nuns. The bus had left from the Polish city of Częstochowa on Friday night following a prayer service. The passengers were from various regions of Poland. The complete EU ban on importing Russian coal is set to take effect today as the transitional period ends and sanctions against Russia begin to take hold. The embargo is part of the EU's fifth package of sanctions, which largely came into force on April 8th following a unanimous decision by the 27 member states. At the request of Germany, the ban on importing coal had a 120-day transition period, which ended yesterday. The import ban does not provide for any additional exceptions, and it will be up to each individual member state to ensure that the ban is respected. While Western sanctions have not succeeded in forcing the Kremlin to stop its war in Ukraine, they have hurt the Russian economy more profoundly than previously thought. In its latest analysis on the impact of sanctions, Rzeczpospolita reported that while the Russian economy hasn't suffered an immediate collapse, it is equally obvious that it has incurred damage. Those who argue that the sanctions have been effective point to dwindling vehicle and motorcycle sales and massive drops in production and retail sales. Rzeczpospolita reported that Russia's car and motorcycle sales plummeted from over 114,000 in February to less than 28,000 in June. At the same time, Russia's vehicle output fell by a whopping 66% in May, compared with a year earlier, while the production of household appliances dropped by 60% in the same period. Meanwhile, retail sales in Russia fell by 10.1% year-on-year in May and by 9.6% in June, according to government figures. Rzeczpospolita added that Russia's biggest lender, Sberbank, put that figure at around 20%. The unique Filmis Klimatum outdoor film and discussion series continues tonight in Gdańsk Brzeżno. Every Thursday at 8 p.m., a thought-provoking film on topics related to environmental protection, ecology, and climate change will be shown at the car park in front of the spa house in Brzeżno. A discussion with subject specialists will precede each session, and the screenings themselves will be silent in that the audio will be broadcast through headphones provided for each participant. Christopher Nolan's sci-fi epic Interstellar will be shown tonight at 8 p.m., facilitated by Magdalena Maszewska, an education specialist in mathematics and physics at the Hevelianium Center in Gdańsk. Admission to the Filmis Klimatum series is free.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and warm, with very little chance of rain during the day and a light breeze coming in from the northeast. Temperatures will peak around a high of 23 degrees centigrade, or 74 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 13 degrees centigrade, or 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly warmer weather is expected tomorrow, with temperatures warming up over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.